This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bank of America let us in this week on some internal data they've got about a generational gap in consumer spending. Student debt and high housing costs are dragging down spending by Gen Xers and millennials and Gen Zers, while baby boomers are finding ways to live it up. Here with the next installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
My name is Barbara Talisman. I'm currently house-sitting in the Sacramento area of California. What I'm doing when I leave here in October is TBD. August of 2021, I was living in San Diego and had a job in the nonprofit field, which I had been in for more than 40 years. And I guess I was part of the Great Resignation. I just looked at what I had in the bank and in investments and in retirement and just said, I'm out of here. I got rid of all of my stuff. I donated it. I sold it, furniture, everything, and left with five suitcases, which I am very proud to say is now down to two. My first pick was a very inexpensive cruise from Los Angeles down the Mexican Riviera for 7 days, which I bought for 4 weeks in a row. The ships had just been allowed to start sailing again. So the prices were just so cheap. I mean, $500 a week. So I did 4 weeks in a row, and I thought about moving to Puerto Vallarta. Puerto Vallarta was very inexpensive. Chicago was a little bit more expensive. After that, the house sitting started up again. And I found a six-week house sit in Melbourne, Australia. You get reflective, I think, in times of your life. And I didn't realize this connection between this trip my mom took my sister and I on in the 70s to what I'm doing today. Back then, she sold everything we had. And then a VW Westfalia, you know, van, the pop-up orange van, showed up in the driveway as I'm walking home from school. And she says that we're spending the summer traveling across the United States. Everybody thought she was nuts. I mean, we're living in Shaker Heights, Ohio. You do not do that. A single woman with two girls doesn't travel across the country. She just got this van and we take off. And, you know, my questions were like, what if we get lost? And her answer to that always was, as long as we have a full tank of gas, we'll never get lost. So I think that fearlessness started for me then. I guess I would stop doing this when I run out of money, but I'm also looking at less years ahead of me than I have behind me. I look at it and go, this is my lifestyle and I can live it and it'll last me for however long it lasts me. Because I'm at a point where I want to enjoy my life.
That was a pretty good story. Barbara Talisman, house sitting for now in Northern California. You can follow her journey at wheresbabs.com. You can tell us about your own adventure in housing or other economic journey you're on. Marketplace.org is how you do that.